Okay, let's talk about the $1.8 billion jackpot that I didn't win. We're going to talk about money, and Aaron McCollum is here. He's the Racine Community Lead Certified Financial Counselor with Marine Credit Union. And be honest, did you buy a lottery tip Powerball ticket?
I honestly did not buy a lottery ticket. I know you can't win if you don't play. I guess I'm just a...
Well, I played and I didn't win. So, you know what's really bad? I bought 5 tickets for each one of these billion-dollar jackpots that came up in the last few weeks. I matched one number on out of 5 lines, by the way. That's, you know, what is that? 5 times 5. That's 20, 25, no, it's 30 numbers. I matched 2 numbers last time. One time I matched 1. I mean, it's just 6 numbers. How hard is it to pick 6 numbers? And then I panicked. And I said to my wife, what would happen if I won the $1.8 billion? People be knocking on my door, try to kidnap me for one thing, for the money. All these scam artists would be calling my house, getting my phone number, sending me emails. I would be afraid to walk out of the house because somebody would throw me in their car and ransom me off. I'm saying, I'm glad I didn't win the money. But just as an opening question here. Somebody went, now 2 people split the money. So it's like $400 million apiece, the payout, if they just took the cash. And after taxes, maybe $300 million something. What do you do with it? You can't put it in an account because you guys can't insure it. You can't insure $300 million.
Not at all in one account, but yes. A nice, light $300 million. I mean, how life-changing would that be?
But how do you handle that? Where do you put it?
Yeah, well, I mean, take this advice from a guy who's never won the lottery. The most I've ever won was $50 on a scratch-off ticket.
What'd you do with that money?
No. But I would say first, you know, square all your debt, right? Pay off your mortgage.
Yeah, but you got to do something with the money when they give it to you. I mean, they're going to give you a check, a certified check. And before you can pay off your debt, you got to cash that check.
You know,
who's going to cash a $30 million check?
Hey.
You guys going to do it?
We can make a way happen. There's resources out there. I'm a big fan of the yearly or the annuity where you get a yearly check, but lower the tax rate and burden.
I'm told 2 different stories. I'm told you can will it to somebody else after you die, and people say, no, it's only good while you're alive. So I don't know what's true. I don't know. I'd hate to say, if I could will it, that's fine. I wouldn't mind that. But if I can't, and I die all, you know, I'm the type of guy, hey, congratulations, you won, thank you. And I get hit by a car and it's all over before I get to cash the check. You can't cash those checks. Who's going to cash a $30 million check for you?
That's a great question.
Forget $30 million, $300 million. It's $300 million. Who's going to cash that check?
I'm sure that the state would have, or the federal government would have some resources that could help there. You know,
I'm counting on you for the answer. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I'd say, you know, give back to your community is a great way to start. And there's, you know, resources that you can check out.
Hey, I love my community, but $300 million worth?
Maybe $1 million. Hey, it's $1
million. Oh, yeah, I'd probably give most of it away. Most of them give it to animal charities and disabled vet charities. Because I give to them anyway. But... and now I can give to them and they'll never have to worry again. And that's the kind of thing I do. All right, let's talk about Marine Credit Union. First of all, everybody's going to ask the same question. What's the difference between a bank and a credit union? Aren't they the same? Because I remember they used to have savings banks for a while. Remember they had banks and savings banks? And I think they got rid of the name savings banks because you don't hear them anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we're always trying to save, right?
Yeah, but now they just have banks and credit unions. What's the difference?
Yeah, I would say the biggest difference is that credit unions are member-owned and operated. They're community-focused, nonprofit, community-based financial cooperatives. And so what that means is they're put people over profit and really focus on the relationship, understanding where you're currently at, where you want to go, but also where you've been.
My wife's only used credit unions her life.
And thank her for me.
She is a credit union, and they're not that they're friendlier when I go in, but they're friendly. I mean, they're good. So why would I want to pick a credit union over a bank or vice versa?
Yeah, you know, I play nice with banks and credit unions of all kinds, right? I always say it's not one or the other. Maybe it's diversifying, keeping different eggs in different baskets, right? And for me, I love the credit union difference because it is an avenue for you to think the relationship based, have more savings, get more money back on your paycheck, more competitive rates, sometimes more competitive terms as well. And so when I think of credit unions, I think of, the cooperative principles that really help our community get stronger in all aspects, right? Collaboration and compassion, being courage and committed to the community as a whole.
And you're going to cash my $300 million check?
I'll make some calls and see what I can do.
You don't have to worry about it now.
Yeah.
Now we're okay.
Next time, you can just give me a couple hundred million and I'll help.
How about that $4 check?
I can take care of that.
I want to talk about some of the, before we do that, I want to get your background. You were telling me interesting stories here. You wanted to be a baseball player, huh?
Yes. Well, I love baseball. And so a little bit of background about myself. I started actually with Marine Credit Union as an intern in 2017. Before I accepted the internship, I thought I got my dream internship for a minor league baseball team. I got my degree in sales and marketing, and I was offered this internship. But unfortunately, it was a free internship, and I was a broke college kid working numerous jobs, and I couldn't work for free all summer. So long story short, that led me to my dream job or my dream role here at Marine. I was a senior consumer loan officer for a number of years, but part of my internship throughout that summer was to give a presentation to our leadership team of, if you were the boss, what would you do or bring to the credit union? This is the summer of 2017. I said, hey, we need community ambassadors. We're a credit union that spans all throughout Wisconsin, as well as in Illinois and Iowa. And we need people to understand the pulse of the community, serve the community, find ways to engage and support the community, which we currently and we've always done, but we never had something succinct and really clear cut. Everyone was, putting that on as an additional hat to wear. And so super excited throughout my journey. In May of last year, we launched a community engagement department. And so there's three community leads like myself throughout our credit union, and we get a chance to serve, support, and engage our credit union and our community. And so we do that.
Let's talk about some of the events.
I love that. That's my favorite part.
I know it is. I have it written down. Favorite part. Aaron's favorite part.
Yes. So last week we did a empowered community resource fair, an awesome nonprofit here in the Racine area called Loving Kindness hosted a free community resource fair, kind of back to school for families. And it was just a great time. We do a lot of different back to school events. Coming up in October, we have a warm up with Marine where we collect winter items, coats, mittens, hats, all that good stuff for those who are without. And so we do that. This weekend, you mentioned our veterans. There's a veteran stand down event here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's at Festival Park.
Festival Park, yes.
Just talked about that the other day.
So if you are a veteran or if you know a veteran, come on out 10 to 2 at Festival Park. Absolutely free, awesome resource fair. Come say hi. Love to thank you for your service. And then if you're looking for some fun stuff to do Saturday and Sunday, downtown Kenosha on the lakefront there, there's a Hispanic Heritage Festival. So free resources, food, beverage, games, all sorts of good stuff, both Saturday and Sunday.
You know, there were three jobs I definitely wouldn't do. I wouldn't do police, fire, and in the military, only because I would fail at it miserably. I know I would. So anybody who's in the police department, the fire department, or a veteran, God bless you, because I wouldn't do it, and I'm glad there are people out there that would. I just can't picture myself going into danger. You know, I like to lock myself in a room here and keep the world out, and that's how I'm really good at that. So God bless the veterans. Amen. And anything we could do for a veteran, because there's no way I'm going on the front line with a gun. Yes. And I wouldn't do a gun in this neighborhood, but I mean, front lines, God bless. My father was in World War II for 4 years in the Pacific Theater. And I don't know how he did what he did. I mean, he was a tail gunner in a Navy PBY. And I said, how did you do that for 4 years? Because I was too stupid to know how dangerous it was. That's what he told me. He said I was 17 years old. What do I know?
What a sacrifice. And just my immense support and thanks to all the men and women who've served. And on contrary to popular belief, you do not have to be a Marine member to be a Marine member.
See, so. I was thinking like a Marine biologist, something like that. I was thinking of the George Costanza line, right? Your Marine bank.
Love that.
Okay, so when I was in school, I don't know, do they do this anymore, school banking, where you put a dollar in an envelope and they don't do it anymore? So when I was in school, and I hate to mention the year, but it was a long time ago, we used to have an envelope every week, and your mother gave you a dollar, and they put it in the envelope, and they sent it off to an account for you, and it was a way for you to save money. And we did that every year through grammar school. And all of a sudden, we graduated, didn't start doing it anymore. Decades and decades go by. Decades. And my nephew calls me. He said, Uncle Donald, your name's in the newspaper. I said, really? What do they do? He said, it's for Chemical Bank. In New York, and they have all these accounts that are dormant for like decades, and they need people to get their money out. I said, I never banked there. What I did was I banked at a bank back in the early 60s that was sold, and it became Chemical Bank. And so I got a hold of them, and I said, am I rich? The lady said, no, you're not rich, but it's some money. Send me an ID with your old address on it. I said, well, that's like three addresses ago. And I found my old college ID and I sent it to her. I said, be honest, we talk about a lot of money. She goes, $50. Yeah, send it. I pictured like $1 million. I figured decades of interest, $50. Because what they did was they took out money to handle the expenses of the account. And it wasn't that much, she said. But they have to do it by law, put the names in there before they get rid of the money. I pictured wealth beyond my imagination, and it was $50. But it's $50. You know, I went to...
pay for your lottery ticket, right?
I went to Arby's. Yeah, I went to Arby's twice, and that was it. It was all gone. Okay, so tell me, so you got the events coming up. Give me the soonest one you mentioned. Was that the stand down?
Yeah, the Veterans Stand Down, as well as the Hispanic Heritage Festival in Kenosha.
Okay, so it's...
this Saturday.
Money's tough. It's always tough. You know, people say, well, it's tough times now. It's always... I've never met a day in my life where money wasn't tough. I don't know how my parents did it because they never told us, my brother and I, about their financial situation. Never mentioned it once. And I know when my father bought our house in the 1950s, he put $10 down that he had to borrow from his brother to put the, he didn't have $10. So he put the $10 down, bought the house. He retired a millionaire. Mm. I mean, then he had money, but he gave most of it away. I didn't get a dime out of it, but he gave it away, which is good. That's what he should do with it. So how do people stretch their money today? So, people saying, oh, I'm thinking of retirement. Well, I'm going to have nothing. I'm going to be eating kibble with my dog. We're fighting over the kibble if it doesn't get better. What do people do with their money to make it expand?
Absolutely. And like you said, I've never met someone who's complained because they're too rich, right? And, my grandpa used to always say, count your pennies and your dollars will make sense. And today's day and age, you can never be too certain or too conscious, right? There's a lot of great apps out there that can help you keep track of where you're spending your money, whether it's every dollar. Maybe your financial institution has financial tracking apps on there. But member apps. So if you go to the grocery store, you can get points. Woodman's has a great app, right? Or Meijer or Walmart. Ibotta, right? There's fun rebate apps that kind of gamify the shopping experience where, hey, I can earn 50 cents off of milk, right? And you're going to buy milk anyway. And it may not sound like a lot, but that really adds up.
Where do you find these apps?
Yeah, go to your app store and really? Type. Shopping or... expense tracking.
Now, what we do is I would never have thought of this, but if you get these perk cards from where you shop, you get money off on gasoline. Mm-hmm. My wife says $1 a gallon. I said $1 a gallon. Yeah, if you shop enough, the money it accumulates. $1 a gallon. My credit card gives us free hotels across the country, Choice Hotels. And I said, this is great. And so whenever we go on vacation, I don't pay for hotels. So that kind of thing, it's not that you're going to get a stack of money. It's how you can save money, I guess.
Right. And nowadays, especially with social media, right, there's a lot of great groups that do clothing swaps, whether your mom looking for new clothing for your kiddos or, you know, just adults looking to trade clothing. And that's a way to, you know, adds up or, you know, upscale recycled, you know, Goodwill or the thrift stores. Nowadays, that's so important because that adds up.
Hmm. trying to think. What do I need? You know, I never thought about that, but the apps are a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it never occurred to me to do that kind of thing. I check my accounts every day. I live in fear. I watch too many YouTube videos where people scam banks and scam credit cards. So before I go to bed and when I wake up in the morning, I check all my accounts, make sure everything's kosher, and then I can have a nice day or go to sleep at night with a clear conscience. And that's it. So far, I'm very lucky. I just take care of my stuff like that. But people have to watch it. There are so many scammers out there. And it's not that they're scamming you. It's they're scamming people by saying, well, I think you should call me because we found an irregularity in your account. Click here. And the sad part is they prey on the elderly to do that kind of stuff. Click here. And then before they know it, their money's gone.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you think there's an irregularity, call your bank. Call your credit union, call your credit card, whoever it is, but don't call the number on the email. Look it up online to see what your credit union, your bank, wherever it is. Look it up and call them direct.
Mm-hmm.
Use the number you can get online. I used to say the phone book, but that's that's in the Museum of History now, the phone book, the last one. And just, I hate when they scam elderly people.
I hate when they scam anyone, but specifically the elderly, right?
And because this is the money they need to live on, and you just stole it from them.
And that $10, whatever that charge is, right? A lot of times it's not the clear wiping of the account. Sometimes it's that reoccurring payment for $2. And if they do that to hundreds or thousands of individuals, well, that adds up. And
I think Apple is scamming me for 99 cents for that. What do they do when you need your cloud expanded? You know, they give you just a little bit of space in your cloud. And then when you have too much, for 99 cents a month, we'll triple it. And that's it. You're paying 99 cents for the rest of your life, which you don't have a choice because I got 3,000 photos I'm never going to see, but they got to go somewhere. So they go on the cloud and that's it. That's how they scam you. Okay, so here's a pitch now. The people you wanted to switch over wherever they're banking their money, whether it be in a mattress or in a hole in the backyard. People used to do that. It's hard to believe. Bury their money. And then they die and nobody knew where it was. So we want to get them to go to Marine Credit Union. How do you get them to go there?
Absolutely. Come by and see us here. We're on Green Bay Road in Durand, kind of by the new Woodmans. You can visit us.
Actually, you're right next to Qdoba.
Yes. You can get a nice little Qdoba bowl there. But yeah, come out and see us. We're, like I said, a local credit union here to help you chart your course. So wherever you're at on your financial journey, we're here to meet you where you're at and help you achieve where you want to go.
I pass it all the time. And because we used to do broadcasts from Verizon.
Oh, really?
This is right there. Yeah, we used to, my other incarnation here, we used to do a monthly broadcast from Verizon right next door.
That's amazing.
And I couldn't keep going to Qdoba. I'd weigh 1,000 pounds. And I said, going in, coming out. That was it. No food. Because they say, would you like to have something from Qdoba? No, I wouldn't. Because I don't want to weigh 1,000 pounds.
Too tempting, right?
Yeah, every month. Anyway, so this is really neat. And Aaron McCollum, and you've been there how long now?
Yeah, since 2017. Started as an intern. So what is that, 8 years now?
Listen, you're in the money industry. Do I need to tell you how many years that is? Can't you do this?
It's still early here.
So what is that, 8 years?
8 years, yeah.
Okay, wow. Okay, well, good
time
for you.
Time flies when you're having fun.
You like it there?
Absolutely love it.
Nice people?
Absolutely.
Would you tell me the truth if they weren't nice?
100%. Chart the course of our community, and
yes,
it's a blessing
good.
To serve.
It's, you know, and it is good that people do stuff for the community, because if you don't do it, it won't get done.
Yeah.
So just quick review for people tuning in. And by the way, we're going to podcast this tomorrow in case you missed any of it. You've got the, it's at Festival Park, and it's the
Veterans Stand Down.
Stand Down. Yeah, 10 to 2. It's Saturday?
Saturday the 13th from 10 to 2.
At Festival Park.
Yep.
And not Friday the 13th, Saturday the 13th, so you're safe. And you got something else coming up?
Yeah, Saturday the 13th and the 14th in Kenosha. That's like an all-day party. Hispanic Heritage Month is September. And so Festival Ogulo is the name of the Hispanic Heritage Festival. There's going to be a bunch of vendors and awesome food and music in downtown Kenosha on the 13th and the 14th. So come by, see us there, as well as the Stand Down event.
Now, last week at Pritchard Park, you had something, Loving Kindness Transitional Service Community Fair.
That was last Community weekend. Resource Fair, yep. So Loving Kindness is an awesome nonprofit.
You had nice weather for it.
Beautiful. A little chilly, but it's my kind of weather. Perfect Wisconsin weather.
Chilly or rain? What do you want?
I'll take chilly all day. Nice little sweater. But yes, it was a great event where we get connected with the community and had just a fun time.
Nice talking to you. Nice guy.
Thank you so much.
I trust you with my 400 million. I trust you.
Yeah, remember us when you win the big.
When you win the $1 billion Powerball. And I really was frightened about that. What do I do if I win it? And my wife has got a long way to worry about that.
That's a good problem to have.
No, I don't think it is. I'd be terrified that somebody would be scamming me, kidnapping me. There was a guy named William Shakespeare. That was his name. He was this guy. He wasn't too bright, but he won the multi-million dollar jackpot in Florida. And this woman came up and said to him, I can handle your finances. She had no experience, but he wasn't too bright. And he said, okay. And he moved in. She moved in with him to handle his finances, stole his money, and then killed him.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, and he just won a couple of million.
Wow.
We're talking $1 billion here. So it would make me, so I don't want to win the money.
If I could give you any advice, I would say just don't post it about it on Facebook like you shared earlier.
Or wait, don't claim to win it right away.
Yes. Take your time.
Thank you, Aaron. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Doc.
Aaron McCullum from Marine Credit Union right there on Green Bay Road, just off 11 where Qdoba and Verizon is located right there. And well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You're a
nice
guy
to start the day.
Nice guy. I trust you with my $400 million. No problem. I don't have it, but I'd trust you with it if I had it.